It's been almost 25 years since five guys from New Jersey formed Bon Jovi in the mid-80s at a time when hard rock was barely heard on the radio. Bon Jovi's third album, Slippery When Wet, reached number one on the Billboard charts, and they've been, well, superstars ever since, thanks to well-crafted songs and tireless tours. Now, they're crossover stars. Last year, Bon Jovi became the first rock group to reach number one on the Billboard country charts with Who Says You Can't Go Home. The collaboration with Jennifer Nettles of Sugarland also won their first Grammy Award for country collaboration. Go figure. Bon Jovi went to Nashville to record their new CD, Lost Highway, but they are quick to add, please don't call them country stars. If you have questions about the band, how they've stuck together all these years, and how they can be a little bit country and a little bit rock and roll, give us a call, 800-989-8255. That's 800-989-TALK. Email talk at npr.org, or you can add your comments to our blog at npr.org/blogofthenation. John Bon Jovi is on his way to our bureau in New York. He joins us by cell phone from his car in traffic, and I'm sorry you couldn't get to the studio, John.
Yeah, so am I. I'm disappointed, but I'm trying to make it there by hook or crook. I'm literally walking up 42nd Street to be with you.
Well, it's going to be 9 West 42nd Street there, and we'll see if the cell phone works in the elevator. In any case, you've been flirting with Nashville for a long time. You were the first there in 1991, I read.
Yeah, I've been going to Nashville nearly, I don't know, 17, 18 years now. We've recorded there before. I've certainly collaborated with artists, produced artists down there, had our songs covered down there. But because this influence of the Nashville spirit is all over this record, it's catching a lot of people's eyes, ears, and attention. And then, of course, being the first rock band ever, had a number one country single. Richie and I were quite pleased, having written that one, that people expressed interest in our crossing over into their market.
Well, I was interested. You worked with some songwriters in Nashville, and I know you've thought a lot about how the story kind of song that you do and that they do aren't so dissimilar. Hello?
I lost it.
We're losing John Bon Jovi, who sounds like we're hoping he's getting in the elevator, and that's why we've lost the signal. He's on our way to our bureau in New York. He's talking about his new album, which is just out, I think, yesterday. It's called Lost Highways, and it's recorded in Nashville, though it has a lot of the regular John Bon Jovi sound, and you will not be surprised by some tunes, and you will be surprised by some others, in particular some of the collaborations that are included on this album with some people who are more familiar with Nashville. While we're waiting to reestablish contact with John Bon Jovi in New York, let's see if we can get a caller on the line. And why don't we go to Trey? Trey's with us from Denver, Colorado.
Hi, I love your show.
Hi, thank you.
And I wanted to say, in 1989 or 90, I saw Bon Jovi as my very first concert ever in Sacramento, California. It was incredibly cool. He popped out of the smoke. I mean, lots of energy, just, you know, blew my teenage years apart. I was just like, wow, this is super cool. And then I actually just saw him not too long ago here in Denver, and doing all his new stuff, his old stuff, and it was just as much fun. Even though he didn't come flying out of the smoke, it was still a lot of fun.
You still wish he'd come flying out of the smoke?
You know, it was actually, I'm a little older, so I could afford better seats, so I was a little more close. So it was still a real good time.
All right.
But, you know, you have a great show. I heard you had Bon Jovi on, and I've been calling since, like, 15 minutes trying to get on just to make sure I got that comment in.
All right. Well, thanks. We'll pass those remarks along to him when he gets back on the line.
Okay. Have a good day.
Thanks for the call, Trey. Let's see if we can get another caller on the line, and this is Shelley. Shelley's with us from San Carlos in California.
Hello.
Hi, Shelley. I'm afraid we're still waiting to get Bon Jovi back on the line, but if you have a question...
Big bummer.
Big bummer. Wait a minute. I think he is back on the line. John Bon Jovi, are you there?
Oh, my God. Can I just tell you how hard
I'm
eating right now?
You were in the elevator, or are you in the elevator now? Whoops. Maybe I was premature. I did hear a voice there very briefly. Shelley, we know you're still there.
Yes.
Well, you were for about 4 nanoseconds, you were on the line with John Bon Jovi.
Oh, my God.
And if you have a question for him, I'll write it down and pass it along when he does get on the line.
I do have a question. I would like to know when they are going to launch their new tour, and if he knows when they're coming to San Jose, California, because I will be there.
Okay.
And I just wanted to let him know I'm 35 now, and I started listening to him back in seventh grade.
I'm sure that'll make him
a devoted fan since then.
I'm sure his heart will be warmed, and he'll feel very young.
Hello?
Shelley, thanks very much for the call.
Hello?
We'll let you go, Shelley. Thanks. We're not talking with Jon Bon Jovi as we keep losing the cell phone signal somewhere on the west side of Manhattan. You're listening, however, to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And Jon Bon Jovi, I think, is there in the studio now. John, can you hear us?
I am, finally. Thank you.
Oh, it's great to hear you full frequency. Shelley from San Jose wants to know when your new tour is going to start and when it's going to San Jose.
Well, Shelley, we'll begin a world tour in January. And I'm sure that we'll be back to San Jose just to see her.
Just to see her. It's interesting. You come out with an album. Normally, you would, in years past, go out on tour to support the album. Is that not the way it works anymore?
No, it certainly is. It's just that with personal commitments, we're just going to stay local and do 10 nights in our local arena here in New Jersey. Before the full-fledged tour begins, and that can't be because of schedules till January.
Okay. And I wanted to get back to what we were talking about before we so rudely interrupted there, and that is the kind of songwriting that you do compared with the kind of songwriters you were working with in Nashville.
Well, I don't think that there's that much of a difference, to be honest with you. You know, it's good old storytelling at the end of the day. But to clearly define the type of music that we made as I'd like to consider it a Bon Jovi record influenced by Nashville. And if you consider the radio formats, which I'm sorry to say that these days that's the truth, it's that it would be termed new country. And it's the Keith Urban, Sugarland, Big and Rich, Kenny Chesney. That's where the Bon Jovi record broke, and that's why it was number one last year.
Mm-hmm. And, in fact, Big and Rich are on this record.
Yes, they are. Two wonderful men whose talents I immensely respect. And I hope newfound friends that'll last for the next 20 or 30 years. That's how much love and respect I have for them.
Let's see if we can get Tom on the line. And Tom is with us from Milwaukee.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
John, how's it going?
Very well, thank you.
Hey, thanks for the memories, guy. I just want to tell you, I think the band, you know, no offense to you, you're a great guy, you're super talented, we love you here in the Badger State, but what a band you've got behind you. I mean, Richie Sambora, you know, he's been so overlooked, I think, by the critics, certainly not the fans, but, I mean, the guy, you can't take anything away. We have converted people through, live large screen concerts that we've watched where people were doubters and they sit and watch the band and just boom, you know? And how do you think the music's holding up? I mean, the stuff from back in 84, 85.
Well, some of your old relics are more valuable than others, but the truth of the matter is some are considered antiques and some of them are considered relics. But the truth of the matter is that we've written a catalog of music, and thank you for the nice words, because Richie collaborated on a good portion of them with me, and he's somebody who I love to death and have always had at my right arm for nearly 25 years now.
Yeah,
but thanks for converting those who need converting, and you know, we'll be back in Milwaukee on the 5th of July.
We'll be there.
Tom, thanks for the call.
Thanks again, John.
Thank you, Tom.
Mixed blessing is, hey, well, you're not so bad, but you got a great band.
You know what? I love to see when an artist's name such as my own is the name of the band. It's hard to get that notoriety for each of the individuals, but trust me, the band sound could not be the sound without the guys. Mm. Having side musicians, and I've had those instances where I'll go out and do a charity work or something, but you'll always have guys that are emulating the band.
Yeah.
and never being, you know, the real guys. That's the magic.
Here's an email from Carolyn in Kalamazoo, Michigan. I'm a huge Sugarland fan and really enjoyed your duet with Jennifer Nettles. I was also an Ally McBeal fan and enjoyed your character on that TV show. Any chance you're going to be doing more acting?
Well, I'd like to, but like every actor who's struggling, they have to keep a day job. And I, too, have a day job.
That's how you think of it, is the
day
job.
That's how I think of it. I have a day job. You know, it's just that mine's quite a busy one.
Let's see if we can get one caller in before we have to go. Tyler with us from Florence, South Carolina. If you can make it.
Hey, Bon Jovi.
Hi.
Hey, John. I was in a movie with you called National Lampoon's Pup. I was 1 foot. I really liked your new album, my favorite song on it. It's called Make a Memory. I really like all your songs. I've been singing them in public festivals and in places like that where you sing it in public.
Huh. Yeah, that's nice. That's great, honey. Thank you. Yeah, that's the magic. There's a classic case of crossing generations.
This
young lady sounds about 21.
Easily, yes.
But the idea that that the music has touched so many people for so long now that you do realize that the body of work speaks for itself when it crosses generations like that.
And it must be nice after a while to stop asking yourself, what are we doing? Are we doing it? Do you get a chance to relax after a while?
Most certainly. I think that in our, well, second and now third decade, we wised up. And when you're a young man in your 20s and 30s and you're trying to build a legacy, there comes a time in your mid-40s where you want to leave one. And I want to smell the roses and enjoy all the fruits of our labors. And we have. We truly enjoy this. We're not chasing anyone or anything.
John Bon Jovi, good luck with the record. Thanks so much.
Thank
for
you. It's been great to be
studio.
On the show.
All right.
Thank
we appreciate you. It. John Bon Jovi, the new CD is called Lost Highway. It got into stores yesterday. He joined us from our bureau in New York and points on the west side of Manhattan. I'm Neil Conan. It's Talk of the Nation from NPR News.